with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The government shutdown is forcing the FAA to make some major adjustments.
The Federal Aviation Administration will reduce air traffic by about 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The agency is confronting staffing shortages caused by air traffic controllers who are working unpaid, with many calling out sick during the shutdown, resulting in delays across the country.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. 12 people are now reported dead in that fiery UPS cargo jet crash in Louisville yesterday. NTSB member Todd Inman says it appears an engine from the UPS's left wing did fall off during takeoff.
The first question was basically the engine that's been seen in some photographs. We do believe that that is the engine from the left side of the plane. It is actually on the airfield, so it's not off the airport property. That correlates with the video that we've seen of it detaching from the airplane while it is in flight. We also know that a fire was occurring during that time, and so we're analyzing that.
Arguments at the Supreme Court have concluded for the day as the justices consider President Trump's sweeping unilateral tariffs in a trillion-dollar test of executive power. Conservative justices seem skeptical of Trump's tariffs, potentially putting at risk a key part of his agenda and the biggest legal test of his unprecedented presidency. Within hours of Zohra Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. This is SRN News. Virginia Episcopalians are failing on reparations.
4 years ago, leaders of the denomination in the state set up a task force. They vowed to raise $10 million to give to the descendants of slaves and Native Americans. But according to Religion News Service, there is no evidence that even $1 has been raised or dispensed, and the presiding bishop has actually fired the task force. Meanwhile, the Episcopal Church USA has been hemorrhaging congregations and cash for years since embracing the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
People Magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive honor goes to a homosexual. Actor Jonathan Bailey's been named by the popular magazine for 2025. Bailey, who's spoken openly about being gay, is the founder of the Shameless Fund, which promotes the LGBT agenda. People is following in the footsteps of other major entertainment magazines relentlessly pushing homosexuality. This is SRN News. The German government has banned a Muslim group over accusations of violating human rights and has conducted raids against two others. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The German Interior Ministry says the banned group Muslim Interactive promotes anti-Semitism and discrimination against women and sexual minorities. Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt tells reporters the violence of the constitutional order is characterized by the fact that Interactive has repeatedly called for the establishment of a caliphate in the past, thereby clearly expressing its rejection of both democracy and the rule of law. The government also argues the group poses a threat by promoting Islam as a sole social model. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.